And for more on this comprehensive anti-terrorism strategy, we're joined now by Dennis McDonough, Deputy National Security Advisor for the White House. Mr. McDonough, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me, Michelle.
It sounds like what you're doing is shifting, at least in large part, the responsibility for monitoring this kind of thing to local communities. Are the local communities ready for this?
We're accepting the responsibility. In fact, the president's accepting the responsibility for this. It's not that we're passing responsibility. It's that we're trying to empower local communities with the best practices, with the best access to training, so that they, knowing this challenge is out there, knowing that as Al-Qaeda is under pressure, as extremists are looking for new opportunities, we're there to support local communities with that kind of information so that they can confront it.
I want to ask you about the training in just a minute. But first, we know that Americans are now a targeted audience for recruitment to radical causes. Americans certainly understand that this country is a target for attack. But do people really understand that we're seen also as fertile ground for recruiting potential terrorists? And when you look at local law enforcement's role in preventing that from happening, what is the assessment there? How ready are they?
Well, I think it's not just local law enforcement, although local law enforcement is addressing this issue and is ready. It's also local community leaders. It's teachers. It's principals. It's coaches. It's all of the community leaders that, as we've seen across the country over the course of many decades, that's where community leaders have addressed problems locally because they manifest different locally. So we do believe that the communities are ready. Our communities will be resilient and strong and stay ahead of the curve as we have now for many years.
You know, I spend a lot of time here in Studio 2A, but I have to also think about the listener that's out there. And I imagine when they were listening to you tick through the people who are on the front lines in preventing domestic terrorism, when you said teachers and coaches, they probably went, really? Teachers? Coaches? Help us understand the role that they would play. Because I think when people think about counter-terrorists, they think about people who carry guns and look much more like law enforcement.
Well, one, I just think that when you think about who's training the future leaders of the country, it's the teachers and the coaches of this country. They've done it for years. Two is what we do know about Al-Qaeda is they're trying to find those kids who are isolated, who are somehow disempowered, and are trying to play on their fears or play on their insecurities. Oftentimes, it's going to be teachers and parents and coaches who are going to see that some of these individuals are checking out, that they're spending extra time online, that they're finding more interest in some of the extremism that you find online.
Say you're one of those teachers or you're a coach or you're a community leader and you identify someone who could potentially be a threat, someone who might be engaged in domestic terrorism. What are you supposed to do in that case?
Well, it's interesting. We've had instances of that in the last year and a half, where community leaders recognized young kids from Virginia had disappeared. They had gone together to Pakistan. The community leaders went together to the local federal Bureau of Investigation and raised their concerns about that. As a result of that information, we were able then to pull the string on that, share that information across the intelligence community, across the law enforcement community, and end up tracking down these individuals.
We've done stories here at NPR on the millions of dollars that have been spent on terrorism experts, self-styled in many cases, who contract themselves out to local police departments. And since there is not a comprehensive vetting process, some of these training programs, they vary greatly, and some of them are very Islamophobic. And the government has admitted that this can be a problem. Does this new strategy deal with that, or instead potentially open new opportunities for a fresh round of training at the local level that might not be well monitored?
Boy, some of your reporting has been really good on this, and it's served a real interest to the country in identifying some of these problems. We're not trying to dictate to local communities or to the local experts, but what we are trying to do is make available, in effect, a gold standard. What's working in one community should be shared with other communities, sharing best practices. Also, the best information. What is the latest intelligence telling us? What is it that we know about the latest messaging from Al-Qaeda and its adherents? And we're going to share that information as well. Because frankly, what communities are recognizing, Michelle, is that this is a real threat. And what we're trying to do with this strategy is make the best, most readily available, most effective, and proven techniques. And that's what this training will be based on.
Dennis McDonough, good to talk to you. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me, Michelle.
That was Dennis McDonough. He's the Deputy National Security Advisor for the White House.